This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. And we got another great week of Concordia Athletics coming for you today. We're going to kick it off with football, as they had an impressive win over Midland, a 21-7 win. A really dominant win after the first possession, really.
Yeah, it really was Midland's first possession. They kind of drove down and they scored that first possession. It's like, okay, we're going to have a good game on our hands. And then after that, the offense got rolling and the defense just shut them down, really. And
six turnovers.
Exactly.
Six interceptions, not just turnovers, six interceptions. Midland had two different quarterbacks. First quarterback threw four interceptions, and the second quarterback threw two. But you're talking a dominant performance by our defense. Really, they were the bend-don't-break defense. We gave up 284 passing yards, but we shut them down in the run game. They only had 57 rushing yards. They really would get down the field in the red zone, and then all of a sudden, interception. Like, we'd get the ball right back. Our defense really stepped up big time in the red zone.
Yet, like you said, they would drive down the field, but our defense was a very bend-don't-break defense. And we'd pick it off in the end zone. We would just intercept it. We had four people get interceptions there. Peyton Mitchell had three interceptions for himself. He is also the defensive GPAC player of the week, so congratulations to him.
Speaking of defense, Lane Napier got his 500th career tackle in this game, and he finished the game with 13 total tackles, 8 solo, 5 assists. So congratulations to Lane Napier on an impressive career, really.
He is the leading Bulldog tackler in history, like ever.
If you go down the list of all the great athletes that have played in their tackling stats, Lane Napier surpasses everybody with the 500. He is the first Bulldog to ever get 500 career tackles, so congratulations to him. And with two games left, he could definitely get like 550.
Oh, easily. I mean, yes, he has had five seasons, but he's been hurt a lot of these seasons too. He hasn't had five complete seasons.
He really hasn't. Last year, he missed, two games due to a lower leg injury.
And then the year before that, my freshman year, he missed... I know he missed at least three or four.
Right, due to ribs, wasn't it?
I believe so. It was somewhere in the abdomen area, at least.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's toughing it out. And to be able to do this for five straight years with the extra help with the little COVID protocol situation is a huge boost to our defense. And also just a great testimony on how great Lane Napier really is.
We had two sacks on the day. Devon Pauly had one, and Cadron Cox had the other sack. So great job to them. Devon Pauly is a freshman, I believe. So he's really getting in the backfield and showing how well he can just help improve this younger defensive line, really.
He is. I mean, in that sack that Pauly had was a forced fumble to really end the game. It was a fourth down situation. He got the sack, and Midland covered it, but it didn't really matter. We got the ball anyways. But he stepped up big time. He's in a rotation role, and when his number is called, he definitely produces big time, does his job right. And I'm looking for him to be a four-year impact for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I am too. He's already starting impact. We started off with defense today just because there's so many defensive standouts and everything, so we're just going to switch sides to the offensive side. DJ McGarvey had 19 for 27 pass completions, 187 yards. He had one touchdown, and his long was 30 yards. Correll Colmus also had a passing touchdown on a little trick play that we had. It was a reverse pitch back to Correll, and he just rolled out. And it was a good throw.
It was a good throw. I mean,
I probably wouldn't have thrown it.
No. I mean, depending on where you're at, if you were throwing to the upfront receiver, which was Caden Barron, then no, don't throw it. But he looked at Garrett Sharp, who was behind him in the back of the end zone, got to him on a perfect dime of a pass, and we got a key moment that put us up 14-7 and gave us the momentum for the rest of the game. So a great play call by Reggie Corbin, our offensive coordinator, to draw up that play and really call it in a pivotal moment of the game.
Sticking to the receivers, Garrett Sharp had 7 receptions for 64 yards. He had that one touchdown from Carl Colmoose. Caden Barron had 5 receptions, 75 yards. He also had a touchdown, not from Carl Colmoose.
No, I just want to talk about Barron's touchdown for a second. He was interfered with by the defender. It was tipped up in the air. He's going to the ground and somehow comes up with the ball in the back of the end zone. It was an incredible catch, an incredible play. I can't believe he caught that.
It was really a great play. He jumped over the defender, basically, and caught it and basically fell in the end zone. It was really good play. For rushing, Jonah Wyan led the team in rushing with 21 attempts for 82 yards. And then next up was DJ McGarvey with 15 attempts and 32 yards. Jonah Wyan also had a touchdown of his own.
He did, and it was a great power into the end zone, you know. I think we're at the 3 or 2 yard line and just handed it to him and he busted his way in the end zone. But DJ McGarvey, those rushes came in third down plays or second and long, just extending the pocket and making plays with his legs, which we haven't really seen him do early on. But this game, he showed he's more than just a pocket passer.
Yeah, he is. He can really scramble when he needs to, but he's very good at keeping his eyes downfield when he's under pressure. And he's made it clear that his scramble runs are his last resort.
It really is. And he doesn't do the old, I'm going to slide and, you know, we'll get, you know, fourth and short. No, he'll lower his head and lower his shoulder and fight for those extra yards to get the first down. So he's putting his body on the line. And really, that's when you as a quarterback do that, the rest of your offense is ready to fight with you. Like, you're putting the effort, and everyone else is going to follow. So I see great things for DJ in the future for the Bulldogs, and we're sitting at 5-3 right now. We are fourth in the GPAC. We have a shot to make playoffs if Dort loses to either Jamestown or Briarcliff. That's really the only scenario. We have to win out, and we have to hope for Dort to lose.
Yeah, it'll be tough. Dort will play Northwestern this week, so they need to lose that game, and then they also need to lose to Briarcliff or Jamestown. They don't need to lose to both. But these are very hard games to lose to. Jamestown does play hard, so keep that in mind. That's probably the higher chance for them to lose to.
Yeah, Jamestown, they are sitting 2-6 overall, 2-5 in GPAC, but they are a physical team and they will fight to the end. They haven't really gotten blown out at all this season. The only blowouts they've really had were against Northwestern, and then they play Morningside this next week. But all their other games were close. Even against us, we beat them 24-17 on a quarterback fourth down spike. But if you look at their schedule, they have been playing teams tough.
They have. They're a hard-fought team, and let's just hope that they can bring it to Dort.
Yeah, hopefully.
This week for Concordia is our bye week, so we will have the week off, so there will be no football game this Saturday.
No, and it's much needed. We got a couple guys that are injured, and we definitely can use this rest and hopefully look forward to our next game, which will be at home, senior night, on November 6th. That is against Doan University. That is a rivalry game. Oh, man, we are itching to play that game. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to beat Doan.
We really are. This is the last home game for us. As you said, it's senior night. So show up and show out to the last Concordia home football game.
Speaking of senior night, women's soccer had a senior night against Presentation. But before that, we're going to talk about Briarcliff, because they played them on October 20th at Sioux City Bishop High School. They lost to Briarcliff 3-0 in a dominating Briarcliff win. And Briarcliff is now still undefeated in GPAC and 12-1 overall. So, I mean, this is a really tough program to play against, and it showed during this game.
Yeah, Briarcliff is very good this year. They held us to only 3 shots. 2 of them were on goal. We didn't get any offense going. That was just a tough game for us.
Briarcliff, we really didn't. I mean, you're looking at 3 shots, 2 on goal for us and to Briarcliff. 10 shots, 6 of them on goal and 3 of them went in. That's just a tough scenario to be in when you're on the road against the number 2 team in GPAC. It's tough. It really is tough.
It really is. In goal was Kaylee Ward. She had 2 saves, and the team as a whole had 1 save as well. So there's a little bit of good there, but overall just not a good game.
Really wasn't. Let's look at the bright side. They bounced back and learned from it against Presentation College. As we mentioned, that was senior night for the Bulldogs. They beat them 2-0. Those goals came in the second period, the first one in the 46th minute by Grace Sunskin, unassisted, and the second goal came in the 63rd minute by Madeline Hugan, also unassisted. This was a feisty game. We had 3 total red cards and 2 yellow cards. 1 red card went to the Bulldogs. Cheyenne Smith had the red card in the 58th minute. 2 Presentation players also got red cards in the 58th minute, all at the same time. So I don't know what exactly was happening, but
something big went down.
Yeah.
And then just 5 minutes later, Lisa McLean got her yellow card. And then another 5 minutes later, another Presentation player got another yellow card. So something big went down, but we beat Presentation College in the shot count. We held them to only 2 shots. 2 of them were on goal, while we had 24 shots with 12 of them on goal. It's amazing what happens when we have 24 shots compared to only 3.
When our offense is creating opportunities to put the ball in the net, we are dominant in our win column. I mean, and then our defense, once again, is shutting them down. As we mentioned, 2 shots and 2 on goal. When your offense is holding the ball for that long and creating opportunities for your team to win, your defense can really step up big time.
Yeah, and the defense helped out Kaylee Ward, who is again in goal. She had 2 saves. She didn't allow a goal, so great job for her. But I think a lot of that helps with the defense, not letting them get any shots off.
Next up for the Bulldogs will be their last game of this regular season. They will head to Crete, Nebraska to play Doane University on October 27th. That game will start at 5 p.m. So support your Bulldogs. Go to that game and make that atmosphere a Concordia atmosphere. We're going to switch it over to the men's side of soccer. They also played Briarcliff and Presentation. We're going to start with Briarcliff. They lost that game 1-0 in a heartbreak loss. That goal came in the 47th minute, and after that, we just could not get anything rolling.
No, we couldn't. We had 8 total shots. 4 of them were on goal. Compared to their 13 shots, 7 of them were on goal. That's tough. Briarcliff was ranked 2 in GPAC. So to lose 1-0 to them and just barely losing, that's tough. But, you know, it shows that we have some potential to do something in the GPAC tournament.
It really does, and hopefully, as you mentioned, the GPAC tournament's coming up. Hopefully, we can have a great winning streak during that time to have a good shot at not just winning the GPAC, but hopefully getting into the national playoffs.
Yep. Right now, we are sitting at an overall record of 7-7-2, 5-4-1 in GPAC. We are 5th in GPAC right now. So that GPAC tournament is going to be pretty big for us. We need to make some noise there.
Yep, and that 7th win that you just mentioned came against Presentation College. That was also their senior night, and it was a dominant blowout win. 6-0 was the final score of that game. We had 4 goals in the first period and 2 goals in the second. What a performance from our Bulldogs. They really said, we want the win.
Yeah, they did. They had 28 total shots. 12 of them were on goal compared to Presentation College's 1 shot, 1 on goal.
That really helped our goalie, Callum Goldsmith. He had 0 saves because the team had that 1 save on goal. That makes your life a lot easier when you have zero shots on you, zero saves when your defense comes up and says, "Yeah, you take a seat. I'm going to save this one for you."
Yeah, basically this was just a very dominant defensive and offensive win all around.
A great team win.
Yeah, it really was. Those goals were scored in the 4th minute by Carlos Ortiz, assisted by Yacine Besaí. In the 12th minute by Yacine Besaí, unassisted. Martin Herrera in the 26th minute, assisted by Garrett Perry. And then the last goal in the first half was by Ryan Wukoc, assisted by Iker Casanova in the 44th minute.
And then in that second half, we came out swinging. In the 61st minute, we had another goal by Yacine Besaí. He had 2 goals on the night. That's impressive. And then in the 89th minute, we had a goal by Ryan Wokash. We had 2 players with 2 goals that game. That's an impressive stat line.
Like we said, an all-around great team win. 6-0 doesn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. A great senior night win, a great present for the seniors. As we mentioned, they are 7-7-2 overall, 5-4-1 in GPAC. They will go on to play Doan University in Crete, Nebraska as well. That game is on October 27th with kickoff starting at 7:15 p.m. Please go support your Bulldogs and make that atmosphere a Bulldog atmosphere. We are going indoors where it's nice and warm because it is cold outside. Volleyball had 2 games, both on the opposite side of the spectrums. They played Jamestown on October 22nd. And got, well, swept. It was a 3-0 Jimmy's win. Bulldogs made it closer than people expected. I mean, the first set was won by Jamestown 25-19. Second set was 25-21. Third set was 25-21 as well. So putting the pressure on the Jimmies.
For getting swept, it was a good performance against the number one team in the GPAC as well as the number one team in the nation. Jamestown sitting at 14-0 over in the GPAC and 26-0 overall.
Yeah, you can't really.
That's a very good team to go 26-0.
Right. I mean, that's if to put up a performance like this, where you're putting the pressure on Jamestown to have to prove that they're the number one team in the nation.
Just putting this in perspective for Jamestown, out of all of their 26 games, they've only had to go past the third set 4 times.
That is a dominant team.
They have basically swept everyone this entire year. They are very dominant. But for us to put up this hard-nosed performance, yeah, it was a sweep, but it was a tough one.
It really was. Our stat lines was not our best. Tyra Cullahan had 19 assists, 3 saves, and 11 digs on the defense.
That's pretty good. Cameron Opmer led the way in the attacking side with 11 kills. She had 3 spikes. And then Gabby Nordaker was behind her with 7 kills as well as 3 spikes.
Yep. And Bree Burtwistle also came in with 11 assists of her own, had 7 digs as well. And on the defensive side, Cassidy Nust had 12 digs of her own, leading the Bulldogs in that category. You know, stat line is not great, but pretty good.
And then they bounced back to beat Dakota Westland 3-2. Yeah. 5 sets. We finally were able to finish out that 5th set after having multiple close calls there.
Yeah, that game was on October 23rd, so a day after the Jamestown game.
Yet those sets went 25-22 Dakota Westland, 28-26 Dakota Westland, 25-10 us. We bounced back very well right there.
That was a dominant set.
And then we continued that 25-19 us. And then that last 5th and final set, 15-10, that gave us the win.
Yeah, that was impressive. This is a more impressive stat line for the Bulldogs. Tyra Cullahan had 50 assists, while Bree Burtwistle had 24 assists as well. So this is the first time this season that we're seeing back-to-back 2 Bulldogs getting multiple assists rather than just Tyra Cullahan. Bree is definitely stepping up big time in that category.
Yeah, and on the offensive side, we had 2 Bulldogs get 20 or more kills. Cameron Opner led the Bulldogs with 25 kills, and Erica Heinzerling was right behind her with 21 kills. Gabby Nordaker had 16 kills of her own, and Carly Rodaway had 11 kills of her own. All around, we had 81 total kills compared to Dakota Westland's 50.
Yeah, that's a great win. And on the defensive side as well, Tyra Cullahan had 10 digs. Cameron Offner led the Bulldogs with 20 digs on the defensive side. Then you got Rebecca Gabhart with 14 digs. And then once again, Bree Burwhistle had 13 digs. Lexi Kriesel had 18 digs as well, helping the Bulldogs in the defensive category. The team total was 86 digs for the Bulldogs compared to Dakota Westland 74. So our defense also came up big time in key moments.
Right now, Concordia's overall record is 12-10, 7-7 in GPAC. We're still sitting in that receiving votes category, trying to peek through that top 25. But like we said, there's still a bunch of teams in the GPAC that are in the top 25. It's a very difficult.
Right, like we keep mentioning every week, there's three teams that are not receiving votes or in the top 25 for the GPAC. And those are the bottom three teams, Briarcliff, Morningside, and Mount Marty.
Next up for the Bulldogs, they will play Northwestern College on October 30th at 3 p.m. in Orange City, Iowa. Good luck to them. Northwestern right now is ranked 14th, another top 25 team.
Yeah, and these last two games that they'll have are both top 25 opponents with Northwestern and, well, Hastings is receiving votes, but still a good opponent. Hopefully we can finish out with a three-game streak.
Yeah, we need to finish strong here. Last but not least, men's and women's cross country had another race. This was their last race right before the GPAC championships. Women's placed second out of 10 teams, while the men's placed fifth. This is the first time this year that the women's have lost to another GPAC team, where they finished behind Dort, so Dort won it.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive right there. I mean, congratulations to them. Hopefully they can continue to be strong. And everyone has their off weeks once in a while.
Yeah, the men's side didn't do as good. We were hoping that they would have a good performance right before GPAC to try and get into that top 25. That performance probably won't get them there, especially with how they've been doing earlier this year and they didn't get anything. But the women's right now are still top 25. They were 11th last time the national rankings came out.
So they're still sitting at 11th, which is very impressive. Hopefully they can continue on their streak and move up in the rankings after, not a dominant win, but a good win.
Yeah, I mean, second place is not bad. That's good out of 10.
Right. I mean, you're in the top three. That's as well as you can put it. And that's all the time we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. Make sure you email us if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments at conekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is conekubski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at conekubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
And thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye.